The organization NC Child has put out its 2019 opportunity work plan for North Carolina's children, taking a look at what state legislators should be focusing on and what they should be doing as we get into the long session in 2019. You can find more on that at the website ncchild.org. We're joined now by the Deputy Director of NC Child, Rob Thompson. Rob, thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Aaron.
So, first of all, as we get into the 2019 session, again, different looking General Assembly, a different kind of debate that's likely to be taking place in Raleigh this year, what does that mean for the tenor of the debate surrounding the issues that NC Child has really been focusing on for the last couple of years? What's different about 2019?
Well, it's the first time, really, since the legislature... I guess since Governor Perdue was in office, where we've had split power, where Democrats really have some negotiating power with the Republican majority. And so that means that it's likely we're to see a path forward where there wasn't any before on issues like Medicaid expansion.
How much progress has been made already? Have we been stalled for the last couple of years, or have we been able to move the dial a little bit on these?
On Medicaid expansion particularly?
Or just in I mean, we've got a list of kind of five key issues here.
Sure.
And a lot that you've been focusing on. What progress has been made?
Well, 2 years ago, for instance, the Republican majority with a Republican governor in office passed historic Raise the Age legislation that Democrats never passed during their, 100 plus years in power, that moved the age of juvenile jurisdiction from 16 to 18, keeping, thousands of kids out of the adult court system, which is a major victory for kids. But we haven't done things like Medicaid expansion, which are critical for low-income families to make sure that they have the health insurance they need to stay healthy, both both financially and physically.
So with that in mind, 2019 Opportunity Work Plan for North Carolina's Children. And again, if you're listening out there and you want this full list, you can get it online at ncchild.org. But it's five key issues that you want the state to be focusing on this year. What are those issues and what do you want to see done?
Sure. Our number one priority is expanding Medicaid to low-income parents. We know that children are healthier when their parents are healthy, and right now we've got too many uninsured adults and parents in our state who need health insurance. Number two is funding that Raise the Age policy I said earlier. So when we have more kids coming in the juvenile justice system, we need to have the funds there to make sure that that system can be effective. Three is adding $31 million for early childhood education so that 6,000 kids can get off a waiting list for child care subsidies. Four is adequate funding or $1 million in funding to help with census outreach to make sure that kids can get counted in the upcoming census. And then five, suicide prevention training for all school employees.
And with regard to suicide prevention, and we've talked about this before, just the staggering numbers when it comes to the rate of kids in North Carolina, and I know this is a national problem, that consider suicide or even attempt suicide. What needs to be done in terms of addressing what is really an epidemic problem?
Yeah, it really is, and it's completely heartbreaking. I think this suicide prevention training that we're trying to implement in schools for school employees will be a small step forward. Mm-hmm. I think we need significant reform of our mental health system. Namely, in North Carolina, there are too many kids out there right now who aren't getting the care they need, even though their clinicians know it. And we need to do a better job to make sure that the systems that are in charge of approving those interventions are actually approving the interventions that are needed. And then we've got a lot of social determinants out there, other factors that are influencing kids' mental health, bullying. A lot of what happens in social media is a really a challenging thing to address. And, things like poverty, those are all risk factors for suicide.
Speaking with Rob Thompson of NC Child. NCChild.org is the website. Let's turn back to the $31 million for early childhood education, expanding that access to 6,000 more kids in North Carolina. How important, sort of statistically, what do we know about the importance of early childhood education and how that helps kids down the road?
Sure. Well, we've seen multiple studies, both nationwide and here in North Carolina, showing that access to high-quality early education improves kids' chances to succeed later on in school, both in terms of third-grade reading outcomes, graduation rates, and there's even been linkages to later physical health in life. So it has a lifelong impact on children. And right now, we have, you know, anywhere around 50,000 children on a waiting list for child care assistance. And so these are, you know, 50,000 kids who are not getting that early education who would benefit from it.
And we've had these conversations before, and a lot of these issues have come up again and again. Expanding Medicaid, education, raising the age, of course, has been a statewide issue. Suicide prevention, that fifth point, funding the census and making sure that we get an accurate count of North Carolinians. I think it might be a little bit less intuitive why an organization like NC Child would get so deeply involved in that particular issue. But what is the connection between having an accurate count and helping kids in this state?
Sure. It's a great question. It's extremely important because a lot of federal funding, you know, $16 billion in North Carolina every year is tied to the census. And so if we're not counting every single kid, we're not pulling down all the funding that we can for many of those same children. And so it's critical that we get all those kids counted. And furthermore, it's not just about the money. It's also so that we know where to make the most effective, strategic, targeted investments in our communities. Because the census provides us with that solid grounding of good data about where our kids are and how they're doing.
What are some of the programs that you're referring to there with the $16 billion?
Well, everything from Medicaid, so our Medicaid match rate, which is like for every state dollar we put into Medicaid, how much is the federal government giving us back?
Mm-hmm.
So the census has an impact on that. It has an impact on how much money we get for our federal child care program. It has an impact on really just about every federal allocated dollar that comes into our state.
Speaking with Rob Thompson, ncchild.org, again, is the website. And I know, again, we talk every year when the General Assembly gets into session about a number of things that they could do. And there's always a little bit of uncertainty or pessimism about, oh, we're not 100% sure we're going to get much of this through the legislature. In previous years, that's been the conversation. Are you more confident this year, or are you about the same as in previous years?
I think on some issues I'm more confident. The Republican majority has, well, parts of the Republican majority have been pretty stubborn about Medicaid expansion, and I think we're seeing breaks in that due to a change in the political situation here at the state level, and I think there's a much more plausible path forward on that issue than we've ever seen before.
Anything else that people need to know or a place that they can go to get more information?
Yeah, I would. We appreciate you saying our website over and over again, and I would just say check out our website, ncchild.org. We also have a Facebook page and Twitter feed where folks can stay connected with our organization and where we offer opportunities to get engaged on these issues.
And we'll keep following these issues as the General Assembly gets into session again at the end of the month and continuing through most of the year. Rob Thompson, NC Child, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Aaron.